have rolled out into the desert southwest in search of another road win. And with their captain back in the lineup tonight, the Hawks look to beat the Coyotes, take the 2 points, and head for Dallas, where a showdown with the Stars awaits on Saturday night. But first things first, the Hawks have got to beat the Yotes here in the desert. Dahlbeck spins it behind the net. Taves caught it from the right corner, fires up in front, the rebound, they score! It's Marian Hossa at the top of the Coyote crease. Took the rebound on his forehand, and with a little backhanded flip, he worked it in behind Domingue. The Hawks lead the Yotes 1-0.
Now they're going back over there, so maybe now they're going to take another look at this. Looks like there's going to be the challenge.
Mark John at the referee. Well, you hear the boos here
wow.
in Arizona.
Look at Joe Quenneville. Look at Joe Quenneville. He has grabbed one of the player's sticks, and he is slamming it against the dasher board.
Hansel down the left wing. Hawks on Fendus on Edwin Larson. Shoots and scores. It's a power play goal for the Coyotes, and Marian Hossa, staked by one of the referees, Mark Lemel, and just gave him an earful, and then nearly swings his stick at the top of the Hawk bench. Wow. Here's Hossa charging to the Phoenix, and he scores! Marian Hossa got it back from the right wing circle in the Arizona zone. He worked it right to the Arizona net at a very sharp angle and chipped it past Louis Domingue. And now Hossa in front of the Hawks bench is waving his arms from side to side, kind of mocking the referee as if to say, does this one count? It does. We're tied at one. Hossa, Hawk line. He'll step ahead to center ice and over the Coyote line right wing, put it across in front, Taves for the back, and he scores! A shorthanded goal for the captain, Jonathan Taves! And the Hawks take a 2-1 lead on the Coyotes here in the desert. And listen to the Hawk fans, thousands of them on their feet here in Arizona. Bodker got it back along the left boards to Stone left point. Jack from Larson, top of the right circle, of Bodker left circle, shoots, he scores! It's another power play goal, and the Coyotes have tied the score at two. Face-off won by the Coyotes. Tikhanov drops the puck down the right boards. Hawks zone. Richardson put it out in front. They score again.
Well, here the linesman gets in the way. The Coyotes dump the puck in and hits the linesman and allows the Coyotes player to get in behind. Puck should have been in behind Corey Crawford.
Panarin tried to give it back to Jalmerson. Instead, Panarin enters the Coyote zone to Kane. Right circle. Shoots. He scores! Patrick Kane! His 31st goal on the season leads the NHL in that department. Snapped it along the ice and past Louis Domingue. The Hawks have tied it at three. Anisimov to Panarin in the slot. Drops it to Anisimov. High slot. Anisimov to the left circle. Put him beside the net. They score! Michael Roosevelt, a former Phoenix Coyote player, deflects this one in behind Louis Domingue on a perfect setup by Anisimov. And the Hawks take the lead. 4-3 is the score for Michael Roosevelt. That's his first goal of the year. Martinuk along the left wing boards in left wing corner. Chips it behind the Hawk net. Doan's got it. Wrap around. He scores. Shane Doan has tied the score at four. The veteran who had a hat trick in the last game here against the Blackhawks adds his fourth goal in two games against the Hawks. It's a big one. It ties it at four. Taves at the right point. Took it back with 30 seconds in OT. Cuts into the slot. Shoots. He scores! Hawks win! Hawks win in overtime here in the desert. The captain back in the lineup gets the game winner in OT. And the Hawks have taken one more from the Coyotes as they win here tonight 5-4.